But a less savory and romantic topic is that of Tom Miani, former commissioner of SARS, who seems to have been finally blocked from his attempt to get his job back by the Constitutional Court in its ruling today. Polly van Wyk joins me now, journalist with Dave Lee Maverick's investigative team Scorpio, and she has spent an awful lot of time on the subject of Tom Miani. Hello, Polly. Is this really the end for him?
Good afternoon. Yes, this is the end for his bid to get his job as Commissioner of SARS back, and it's also the end of him trying to put a spoke in the wheel of Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, who is trying to appoint a new SARS head.
So what exactly happened today?
The Constitutional Court at last issued their decision on Mr. Miani's appeal. Now, that appeal goes against a High Court judgment by Judge Hans Fabricius, which said that Tom Miani's attempts are abominable and that his conduct was disgraceful and that he, that everything that he wanted, meaning his job back, meaning that Mr. Ramaphosa should not be allowed to appoint another person in the position of SARS Commissioner, and that Mr. Ramaphosa should not allow the Newton Commission of Inquiry to finalize their final report, all of those things should not go through. So that judgment was delivered in December last year by the High Court, by Judge Hans Fabricius. Now, today, the Constitutional Court, which is the apex court of the country, so it means that you cannot go any higher than this. So the apex court of the country today said, Mr. Tom Miani, there's no prospect of success for this appeal against the High Court's judgment, and you are not allowed to come to us and to put your case forward. So this is the end of the road, and you will have to slink away now and decide on fighting another fight, but this one's not going to be fought.
And the language was fairly blunt, I gather.
So in Judge Hans Fabricius' judgment was fairly blunt. In the Constitutional Court's judgment, it was like three sentences. It was just that the Constitutional Court decided on the matter, that there's no prospect of success, and that the judges decided not to award a cost order. That means that Mr. Tom Miani must pay his own cost, and the taxpayer will pay the cost of the president, of Mr. Gordon, of Judge Newton, and so on, all the respondents.
Polly, thank you very much indeed. Journalist with Daily Maverick's investigative team, Scorpio.